and welcome back to our weekly podcast, Not Like the Movies. It's me, Nikki, and as every week I'm joined by Geza. Geza, how are you doing today? What's new with you?
I'm fine, thank you, Nikki. There's just one thing that's been bothering me recently. My sister thinks about going to college next term, and all her expectations are based on movies. She takes them as a reference of how college life will be like, which is obviously not the case.
Yes, I think that's a very common belief, and this is exactly what we're going to talk about today. We have two guests with us who will help us to discuss the expectations and reality of university life.
Our first guest is Christine. Hey Christine, would you like to introduce yourself?
Sure. As you just said, my name is Christine. I'm 18 years old, I just finished high school this summer, and I'm very excited to start my studies in Düsseldorf next term.
Our second guest is Carlotta. Hello!
Hello everybody! My name is Carlotta and I'm in my final semester of my studies at Heinrich Heine University in Düsseldorf, and I'll obtain my bachelor degree next summer.
Great to have you here. Christine, what's the first thing that comes to your mind when you think of university life?
Probably freedom. I'm thinking about moving into my own first flat, maybe alone or with roommates, you know, without parents to control you, and finally being able to do whatever I want, whenever I want.
But you know, this freedom comes with a lot of responsibilities. In your own flat, you have to clean, cook, and shop for yourself. You may need to take up a job to afford basics like food. You also need to organize your studies all by yourself, like take care of registration for classes and exams and so on.
Yeah, I think there's a general difference between what movies show and what it's really like. Movies are very much exaggerated in that way.
That's right. Movies about university are always one big party, just like in American Pie. I guess we've all watched that movie.
So true. I already got some invitations to freshman parties and pub tours. I'm really looking forward to them.
It's true. Those parties can be nice, but they're also expensive, and you might find yourself needing the extra money for books and other supplies. Also, between a job, studying for exams, and attending classes, you may not even have the time to attend parties regularly. And I can only speak for my university here, but at the HHU there are regular parties, but they suck.
Fair enough. Back in the days when I was studying, I used to party a lot. And by a lot, I mean at least two or three times a week. But because of that, I neglected my studies and it took way more time to finish college, which is, you know, kinda bad. But what about you, Nikki?
Well, honestly, I never really liked to party, and I still don't.
Guess you didn't have many friends in college.
Wait, what? But there are so many people going to college, I thought it must be easy to make friends.
It's just that. There are too many people, and if you don't find friends in the first few weeks, everybody's already grouped up, and you might find yourself feeling left out.
Wow, that really sounds quite negative. So, would you advise high school graduates against college?
No, I guess I wouldn't. While it is nothing like I expected it to be, it's a very valuable experience. And who says it has to be like in the movies?
Very nice. That's an important thing to keep in mind and an excellent way to end today's podcast. Thanks for taking the time to talk to us today.
Oh, thanks for having us. It was so useful and helpful for me to be here. So a great thanks to Carlotta as well.
Thanks for having me.
And next week on Not Like the Movies, we will talk about romances.
Ooh.
Be sure to tune in. Bye.
Bye. Is this not like